Now, in the NSABP adjuvant trials, including the current C08 study, what's the eligibility as it relates to stage two?
Our philosophy is to allow any patient with stage two entry into the protocol. That's because there will be some patients, even with favorable, what we would consider favorable stage two, may wish to go on an experimental protocol, even if that margin of benefit is going to be very low. And it's very interesting that over the years, to see the proportion of patients with stage two that have participated in the clinical trials. For example, when we were looking at oral UFT plus leucovorin, tegaphor, versus IV 5-FU leucovorin, about 40% of the patients that participated in that trial were stage two. But as the treatments became more intensive and with more potential and real toxicities, for example, in C07, the proportion of patients with stage 2 is down to about 30%, and in C08 now, it's decreased to 25%. So that patients and physicians have become more selective in their application of these more intensive multi-drug regimens. And I think that we can rely upon physician judgment and patient decision-making to separate out, to cull out the appropriate stage 2 patients for treatment.
How would you sort of describe the NSABP posture on stage two research compared to other groups and other people?
Well, if you asked me this question a decade ago, I'd say there'd be a huge debate and controversy. It's always been the NSABP position that there has been no treatment by stage interaction of any of the therapies that have been studied, meaning that there's a proportional decrease in the hazard ratios for recurrence or death with treatment, whether you have stage 3, that is lymph node involvement, or stage 2 with no negative disease. And that's been true in every NSABP clinical trial. On the other hand, it's true that none of our studies were powered to determine a significant effect within that subset of stage 2 patients. And so the debate has raged really because there have been many what I would consider underpowered trials in the stage 2 patients that haven't demonstrated a significant benefit. Now, I think today there's a growing consensus that there is benefit for node-negative patients, at least a subset of those patients. Some of the data that would justify that, the QUASAR study, where a large number of patients, primarily with stage 2 colon cancer, were randomized to either receive 5-FU leucovorin-type treatment or surgery alone, and there was a significant benefit in the several thousand patients that participated in QUASAR, a 3 or 4% improvement in survival among the stage 2 patients who received adjuvant treatment. And also, other cooperative groups under the direction of Charlene Gill and Dan Sargent from the Mayo Clinic and North Central Cancer Treatment Group did a pooled analysis of treatment benefit among previous intergroup randomized trials and also found that there was a significant benefit in terms of reduction in hazard ratio among the stage 2 patients. That is, that there was no significant stage by treatment interaction. I must say, though, that it is true that there was a greater degree of relative benefit in the stage 3 patients, but they also saw it in the stage 2. So I think that there's really no biological reason to think that there's a difference between stage 2 and stage 3. And I might mention that in these molecular studies that we were talking about a few moments ago, we have not seen any interaction, any difference between the stage 3 patients and the stage 2 patients in the molecular profiles that correlate with outcome.
Interesting.